Hawaii, as you know, is home to unparalleled natural beauty covering land, sea, and sky. Some of the most magnificent treasures are outside the main Hawaiian islands. That includes the Papahānaumokuakea Marine National Monument, which now covers more than 500,000 square miles. Our first guest this morning just returned from a 3.5-week trip to the monument, funded by NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Atsuko Fukunaga is the lead scientist on that expedition and joins us live in our studio. Atsuko, good morning. Thanks
good
for
morning.
Coming in. What was your biggest takeaway from the trip?
Well, we had a really good trip diving throughout the monument. We had 18 diving ops days, and we had a really good weather, so every single ops day we dove, and every single site, it's very beautiful. Especially, particularly my diving, I was greeted by a lot of big fish like lua and a large school of omilu, and, you know, the diversity of corals, and it was just amazing, and it's just really good to see how most of the Papahānaumokuakea Marine National Monument is doing really well.
So that's one of your takeaways, is that it's a positive situation there. I understand that you have different teams to study different aspects, and part of that is this long-term monitoring.
Correct.
Explain that a bit.
So we have two teams serving for fish and benthics, so it's just corals and some of those anemones, things like that. And this survey has been going on since 2000. Mm-hmm. So it's been 17 years of time series. Basically, we use standardized methods so we can compare our data from year to year just to make sure that everything is going well up there. There's no, a huge effect of effects on, a coral health, fish populations.
You were saying an interesting thing earlier, though, that it depending on where you looked, you saw different situations.
Correct.
With the coral.
Yeah, so it's especially particularly shallow sites.
Mm-hmm.
When we go to 10 feet of water, 15 feet of water, the water tends to be warmer, and we'll see some corals bleached. It's very species specific, so we have one species of coral doing really well, and right next to it, there's a colony that's bleached and different species. So we go to the next site, we're diving on one side of, Laysan Island, and then now we go to the south side of, Laysan Island, the same island, and then we'll see, the most amazing coral reefs, all healthy, doing really well. So, yeah, it's really interesting, how, a little distance we make using a small boat, and then we jump in, and, it's a completely different site.
Now, this was your second diving trip out there. Out of various things that you saw, what did you have any surprises? Anything surprise you this time around?
Actually, I was really surprised that the amount of sharks we did not see. So last year, we actually ran into a huge school of sharks, especially Galapagos sharks. And this year, I was sort of expecting to see something like that, and then, it just never happened. And all the sharks we saw were, very small. And
Is there anything to be read into that?
Or? No. We actually had a team. A team doing a camera survey, specifically targeting sharks, and then they were recording good size sharks, and then they saw some tiger sharks. And so I don't think it's just this year they decided not to show up. But then it was kind of funny. We saw a lot of lua at almost every single site we dove. We were greeted by at least a few lua.
Fun for you.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how that does on the scientific research part, but that would be fun. Are there any parts of expeditions like this, work like you do on a regular basis, that you feel that people generally don't understand, perhaps, or have a bit of a feel for? Help us get a bit of a feel for what's important about this work.
Well, it's just so isolated. You know, it's just really hard to get to, first of all. And it's just the first day we actually have to travel more than one day to actually get to the monument. Mm. And the first stop, you know, like Branch Frigate Shoal, it's just so far away and so isolated. And it's a really good place for us to study when there's no human impact. Like, when there are no people around, what's going to happen to the ecosystem? And it's an amazing opportunity for scientists to actually see that and, being able to share the findings when we come back.
And that idea of building a scientific record in terms of going back to the same places over time and being able to establish a baseline and then detect changes from that, I imagine that's got to be pretty important in terms of a forward looking. And then when you come back and analyze data from the trip that you just made and looking ahead to your next trip, are there ideas or insights that you got from your experience this time around that will help inform your further research?
Yes. Actually, this year was the first time we tried to incorporate some benthic, like a habitat information, along with the fish survey. So we always have fish and benthic team looking at the fish and habitat, but those teams go to different sites. So this is actually the first year to have both fish and habitat information from the same site. And I'm looking forward to analyze that data and see what sort of habitat features are associated with, like, what fish. So we will know when, like, certain habitat features degrade at certain site, we may lose certain species of fish from there.
But that ability to almost develop sort of an earlier warning system, and the light is turning yellow before the light turns red.
Correct, yeah. So we have sort of like a predictive power with that data, hopefully, and we may be able to apply it to like a main Hawaiian island. You know, like we can use that data for management and some improvement things like that. So.
You mentioned that you felt fortunate in terms of the weather because the seas were relatively calm.
Correct.
Again, people may not think about this, but you're in gear. You're down there. This is field work, is scuba diving, and that makes a real difference.
Yes, it definitely makes a huge difference. It's just in terms of physical stress. Actually, this morning I went to my swimming practice and realized, I looked at my legs and realized, like, I didn't really have any bruises, which is like a huge difference from like last year. I came back and it's like all bruised up. And I was I don't have any bruise.
Well, we're glad you're healthy, and we wish you continued success in your work as well. And thanks for sharing that with us. Atsuko Fukunaga, an ecological research statistician at Papahanaumokuakea Marine National Monument. She was the lead scientist on a recent 3.5-week expedition to the monument funded by NOAA.